What did you say? Flagpole.
Take your stinking paw off me, you damn 38!
No!
You're a wizard, Harry.
In spite of everything you've done for them,
eventually they will hate you.
And I care! What is the deal?
No, do me a favor, Captain. Go fuck yourself.
Language!
Why so serious?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm Vengeance.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Andrew.
Yes.
Ape, not kill ape.
You are no ape.
Yeah, we're talking about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is like, I think it's my favorite apes movie. I don't know where you stand on it, Andrew, but I love this one.
Ooh. I think you liked it more than I did, and then I rewatched it, and then I rewatched it again. And I think it's my second favorite.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It used to be your least favorite, so I'll take
it. It did used to be my least favorite, but I just rewatched it a couple times, and now I think War, Dawn, and then Rise. I think they progressively get better.
Yeah,
so.
I think for they months, probably still Dawn, War, Rise. I think this is just like the pinnacle. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it's necessarily the most that's happening, but it feels like the most fast paced of the three, at least. I think the last one was pretty fast paced, but it just feels like more happened in this one.
War is the slowest, I will say that. But I
definitely, it's arguably the heaviest too, though.
Yeah, and the thing that I just can't get past in War, how, don't get me wrong, the CGI is amazing in this movie, but the CGI in War is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Have you seen that Homelander meme where he's talking to the camera and he's like, perfect, down to the every minute detail? That is what War is, the CGI. And I think the story that War tells isn't, I'm not saying it's the best, but it's, I think it's the most impactful, you know?
Well, it's very much a continuation of this story.
Well, I think they're all continuations of each other.
Well, definitely, because without Rise, there's never the virus, and that's the whole point of War. Like, that the virus is the plot of War.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you were to watch Rise and only Rise, you had a perfect standalone movie right there, you know? But Dawn is a good standalone movie too, but I feel like if you have to watch two, you have to watch Dawn and War, you know, because they almost flow together seamlessly, you know?
Definitely, because like Toba is, spoilers for all these, by the way, if you've never seen these, you definitely should. But like in War, Toba is still haunting the apes, even after he's gone.
Yeah, big time.
Especially Caesar.
But in Dawn, Dawn opens, I can't remember exactly how Dawn opens. How did Dawn open?
It opens like, I think it opens with a new statement of like the virus has wiped out most of humanity, and then it kind of time jumps 10 years, and the apes are just fucking up this bear. And Cornelius is born, Caesar's second son, and then humans come across him, and Carver shoots Ash. And Carver
That's
is played by
is.
Kirk Abbey, I don't know his last name, Avocado, that's what I'm going to call him. He was Richard Diaz in Arrow, for anyone that saw Arrow Season 6. But that guy...
Yeah, because I totally saw that.
He's the asshole human in this one. He's the one that's like the dickhead.
They always got one.
Yeah, he's the one that later in the movie, like when Cornelius finds his gun. He's the dickhead that has the gun that gets him kicked out later in the movie. Do you remember now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't remember because I remember how War opened, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, no, because the donkeys that they have, which this makes no sense if you haven't ever seen War, but the donkeys that they have are because of, they were apes that followed in Koba's footsteps. That's I was sitting there. That's I was sitting there thinking.
The donkeys aren't actually donkeys for you that have not seen War.
But so this is the one where they're hunting, and Caesar's like, "What the fuck's going on?" Like, or he's like looking, and he's like tracking a bear or something like that, and a bear jumps out and attacks either him or Blue Eyes. I don't remember which one.
It attacks Blue Eyes because it attacks
one of the two.
Wait, which I don't remember. I think it's Blue Eyes.
Mom was his mom was Bright Eyes. That's what it was.
So it attacks Blue Eyes because Caesar's like, son, you got to be more careful. And that's when Blue Eyes is starting to get that whole like resentment kind of towards his father. Like, ugh, stop bossing me around. He's going through his adolescence, basically.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need your help, Dad.
I can do this on my own, Dad. Okay, Dad. I know all these other apes look up to you, Dad, but I'm totally my own ape.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, so he's kind of going through that this whole movie, as you'll see, because he sides with Koba for first half of this thing.
Yeah. So, the humans roll up, and Caesar's like standing there after dude shoots Ash or whatever.
Yeah, he shot Ash. Dude, Ash just gets abused in this movie. He didn't deserve any of it.
Ash fucked up. Ash is Rocket's son.
Yeah, poor Rocket, man. He got fucked up by Caesar in the movie. He lost his role as the leader. You know, Caesar took that. And it's cool, you know, Rocket, he still got his family and stuff. But his son gets absolutely fucked in this movie. I'm like, man, poor Rocket.
But, so I forget that not many humans have heard Caesar speak, that it's like it's not even a legend. It's just nobody knows anything about it, I guess. But they're all standing there and Caesar's just like, leave. And everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because most of the humans are dead. So guessing most people that had seen him speak are gone at this point.
Well, the only person that heard him speak was James Franco and Malfoy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else heard him.
The guy that Malfoy worked with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, the one that lived. You forgot about the dude that actually lived.
Yeah, they probably kept him locked in that cage and he just died in it.
Oh, did they not release it? Do you not think James Franco and Nick released him?
No, I bet he, closed the door again. And was like, fuck you, you hurt my monkey.
Not in his face. It's an ape. He's an ape. Caesar's an ape, okay? Jeez, don't disrespect Andy Serkis like that.
I know. But, the whole premise of this movie is, humans are, basically on the brink of extinction, right?
Yeah.
And, they need electricity for everything, pretty much. I'm assuming they needed electricity from the dam, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the dam.
Yeah, the dam was the power source, and that was in ape territory. So after that initial confrontation, the humans, they go back to the city, and Gary Oldman's there, and they tell him about all this. And he doesn't believe them at first. He's like, I don't know what the hell you think you saw back there. But then the apes come to the city. And basically,
Koba convinces Caesar to follow them back and be like, basically stand his ground.
Yeah.
And be like, but Koba wanted to do things differently. He wanted to attack the humans. But Caesar's like, nah, we're just going to go up. We're going to roll up. Tell them, leave us alone. Stay away from us. Don't come back. And, you know, you won't get hurt.
Yeah, and Koba wants to exterminate the humans. All Caesar wants is peace.
He does. That's it. That's literally all he wants, to be left alone in the jungle. And Gary Oldman's like, where the fuck's Batman at when I need him? I swear to God, I just saw a Tumblr driving down the street. Can somebody please call Christian Bale? And everybody's like, I think Gary Oldman's losing it. I can't believe we elected an actor to be the mayor of our dystopian town. And everybody was regretting their votes. And yeah, that's pretty much the whole movie. Everybody regretting their voting of Gary Oldman as leader of this dystopian town.
Yeah, but when they do come to the city, Caesar's like, yo, we don't want a war, but we will fight if you have to. Don't come back. but that dam that powers the city is in ape territory. So Malcolm, which is the main character, I thought he was pretty good. I liked him more than James Franco.
I did too. Yeah.
I really liked him.
The one thing I didn't really like about these movies is how there really wasn't a reoccurring human character.
Made sense, though, because of the virus and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could have, like, one, like, at least a side character, you know, reoccurring. But there wasn't that. It was just a new protagonist.
I really like that, honestly, because it's about the apes. It's Planet of the Apes. This is Caesar's. It's all Caesar.
I know, but I don't know.
Like, the human is the side character. Caesar is the main character of every single movie.
That is true. That is true. That's the only complaint that I have with them. It's just it's always a new human character. But I get your point. You know, the humans are the side characters in these movies. So I do agree. But I don't know. I just feel like it would have been kind of cool. Maybe not James Franco, but just somebody. You know, maybe an ape advocate or something. I don't know. Somebody who lives with the apes. That would have been something interesting to explore, is like have a human live with the apes, you know, and have like Koba always trying to kill them or something like that. And then humans being like, how could you betray us and live with them? You know, that kind of stuff. That could have been something they could have tried to explore. But anyway about it, it doesn't really. The movies are almost perfect as they are right now. So, I mean, it really doesn't bother me.
Yeah. But yeah, the main conflict between Caesar and Koba in the movie is, like, their views on humans. Like we said earlier, Koba just wants to kill all of them. Caesar just wants peace. He's like, look, don't bother them. As long as they don't fuck with us, we're not going to bother them. We don't want a war because that's bad. We don't want apes to die. I'm trying to protect the apes. That's what I do. I'm Caesar. I'm fucking awesome. But this dude Koba, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go and investigate this gun warehouse. I guess that's what it was, like this gun range, whatever that was, guys were just shooting guns.
Yeah, it was the armory is what it was.
Oh, it was an armory.
Gary Oldman told them, though, to get all their weapons gathered up and test everything because, you know, if push came to shove, the humans were going to go to war with the apes, which did not make fucking sense to me. Because Caesar just showed up and said, I don't want war. And then Gary Oldman's like, all right, we're going to fucking kill these sons of bitches. It's like they can talk. They can talk. Don't fuck with them. They're probably smarter than you.
Yeah.
I mean, did he not see the coolest of all the cool apes, Maurice, standing there? Did he not see him?
Oh, dude, Maurice is so awesome. Like, when he's a... just reading the book with the kid throughout this movie. I'm like, dude, Maurice is awesome. Look at this dude just chilling and reading. Like, bettering himself as an orangutan.
I love the only time you hear Maurice speak is in this
movie. Oh, yes! He's like,
I love it.
Run. Wait, he has one speaking line and more, too. I swear he says something to Caesar before Caesar dies.
He may, but I'm gonna rewatch War before we end up doing it.
Yeah, you'll probably talk about that when it's closer to Kingdom, which is why we're talking about these right now. By the way, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes comes out Memorial Day weekend, the end of May. So still got a couple months.
I am very excited for it.
Me too, and I'm like, it's got a lot to live up to with this trilogy, man.
Is there anything else coming out before that I'll want to go see in the theater?
Godzilla Kong 2 is this month.
It's this month?
Yeah. It's the end of this month.
I'll totally go see that in theater.
I probably will, too. I think it's really the only thing before Planet of the Apes that I can think of that I want to see.
Yeah, I'm going to look at like movie release things on the... Fandango. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, while we're talking about new movies, I guess I saw Drive Away Dolls not long ago. We talked about that over on the Giggly Gorillas, me and Everest did. Pretty good movie. It's directed by one of the Coen brothers, Ethan Coen.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, so congratulations.
It's like this lesbian crime thriller. It's pretty fun. And Matt Damon plays the senator, and he's purchasing a briefcase, and you should watch the movie to find out what's in the briefcase.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 2 or Kung Fu Panda 4 is out this weekend.
Four? There's four of them. Dang.
Yeah. Dune 2 is now playing.
Oh, yes. I've heard good things. I'm not going to pay money to see it, though.
Yeah. Madam Web is out. I know how big of a Madam Web fan you are.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never stop raving about the character of Madam Web.
Yeah.
How long have I said that Madam Web needed a movie?
Honestly, I can't even remember how many times you've said it, because you've said it so much. For some reason, Oppenheimer is still out in the theater. Don't know why.
It might be like, it's probably because the Oscars are soon. They're probably showing it for that reason.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
I say the Oscars are soon. They are actually tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Oppenheimer is probably going to win Best Picture.
Dude, what the heck? Oh, Mean Girls is going to release on its 20th anniversary. It's coming soon, apparently.
Mean Girls is on Paramount Plus right now.
Yeah, I don't think I want to watch that.
I probably will watch it.
I don't think it's going to be good.
We'll see.
Ooh, the new Spider-Verse movie is slated to be released this year.
Still? I thought it was delayed indefinitely.
Oh, is it really? It says Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 2, 2024.
Did you say 2024?
Yeah, and then it says Batman Part 2, 2025.
Yeah, I think that's still slated October 3rd, 2025. I don't think they changed their release date for that yet, and I hope they don't.
There's a movie called Civil War coming out in 2024. I don't know what it's about, but it's about something. Yeah, I think other than Planet of the Apes, I think Kong versus Godzilla is going to be the only thing that I'm really going to want to go see in theaters, which sucks because I really enjoy going to the theaters. Well, Deadpool and Wolverine.
But, yeah, I'm ready for that. Yeah, we're talking about the X-Men movies. You should go watch those episodes. Listen to them if you haven't. We've talked about the first five X-Men movies.
And then when you're done listening to all of them, you know, go and listen to episode 2 where I ramble on about Jurassic Park for a while.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you should go listen to all that. But back to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I guess we're to the part where Cornelius finds Carver's gun and he starts swatting at him and he absolutely gets his ass kicked by Caesar. And Caesar throws his gun into the river.
Yeah. But also, Koba goes to that armory or whatever and then is like, goes back to... Or no. He doesn't. No. Yeah, he does go back to Caesar and he's like... Yo, they're preparing for war. And Caesar's like, nah, bro, that's the next movie. Chill out. And Koba's like, nah, they're doing it now, man. And Caesar's like, he's like,
they're
you.
Dangerous. And let's see.
And Caesar says, we'll wait for them basically to strike first. You know, we're not gonna start a war.
Well, there's this whole thing before Koba actually goes back to the armory. Well, yeah, after he warned Caesar of all this. Yeah, you can continue. Sorry, guess what this is after that.
Well, I was just saying, like, Caesar's basically just saying, we're not going to just provoke war. If they're going to start one, you know, then they can start it and we'll defend ourselves, but we're not going to go start one. I don't care what they're doing. We're not worrying about them. And Koba's, like, throwing a fit, and then he starts trying to turn blue eyes against Caesar by being like, your dad doesn't, he's soft for the humans. You know, your dad's a little bitch, basically. And Blue Eyes is like, yeah, fuck my dad. Fuck him.
Yeah, but there was that moment where Koba accuses Caesar of loving humans more than apes and more than his own sons, and Caesar absolutely destroys Koba in front of everyone. And Koba begs for Caesar's forgiveness like an absolute weak bitch.
Yeah, Koba is a very... He is just a little bitch, like...
Yeah, he's a little bitch.
Full on, like, little bitch.
He can't do shit without a gun. Like, Caesar, he can get shit done. Like, Caesar is a Batman of apes, man. He just does shit with his fist. Like, he front Carver up with no weapon at all, man. He didn't need no gun. Where you at, Koba? What you doing?
Exactly.
Koba's also just, like, he's such a hateable character, but he's also justified. Like, you understand why he thinks the way he does.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is with Caesar and Koba is they had two different lives. Koba was treated nothing but cruel by humans. Caesar was shown compassion and love by humans. Yeah. So it's like you see their two, how they're basically like running parallel pretty much, you know, but at some point they go opposite directions and they see the best and the worst side of humans.
Koba doesn't see any good at all, though. He only sees the bad. I think Caesar sees everything.
Yeah, Caesar has seen the bad, but he also has seen the good, is why he's so, like, forgiving towards humans. But Koba, once you see that bad, it's hard to find that good, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when that's the first thing you're exposed to. Yeah.
Yeah, so Koba, after he gets his ass kicked, he's like, all right, fuck this shit. We're going back to the armory. And you remember the viral marketing for this movie?
Yeah, so the monkey. He tells Blue Eyes that as long as the humans are here, I fear for Caesar's life. And then he goes back to the armory. So pretty good setup there.
Yeah, Koba thought this shit out. Steals a couple guns, and then Caesar's like given like a speech or something like that.
Or he's marketing for this movie. I remember guns and horses was the marketing for this movie.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the like monkey getting the ape getting the gun and like shooting all the guys. Basically what Koba did.
Yeah.
And the CGI and stuff so good that people believed it was real. Like, I still correct people to this day that video is not real. That is a marketing for the Planet of the Apes movies. Like, it is hilarious how many people they fooled with that. So good on them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, so Koba, like, hides, kind of, and lines up a shot on Caesar and takes a shot, shoots him. Shoots him right out of the fucking treehouse. And...
Yeah, so he kills those two guys working at the armory, steals all the guns, basically, comes back, shoots Caesar. After the power to the city is restored, and he pins the blames on the humans, so waiting for after the power is restored was fucking genius, because why would the human shoot Caesar before the job is done, right?
Exactly, yeah. yeah, kill him afterwards. And, you know, the apes are smart enough to realize that, too. They got what they wanted out of us. Now they're killing us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So Koba does that. And then, like, Blue Eyes and Koba, you know, which Koba manipulates this whole situation, but Koba turns everybody. He's like, it was humans. It was human gun. Human gun, kill eight. And everybody's like, what? Oh, my God. And then Maurice looks at the humans that are at the compound, which, by the way, the female lead, she just saved Caesar's wife's life because she was sick after having Cornelius.
Yeah.
So she saves her with some antibiotics and stuff like that. And Caesar's like, you know, fuck, you know, humans really aren't all that bad. But yeah, after Caesar gets shot and stuff, Maurice just looks, he's like, run. And they take off. And then Koba starts burning down the compound to try to blame that on humans too. He basically destroys their home to try to get all of the apes to just rally behind him in trying to go and kill humans.
Yeah. Then he leads all the apes into battle, and he imprisons any of the ones that are loyal to Caesar.
Too loyal.
Like yeah, Maurice and loyal. Rocket.
Yeah.
And yeah, then he straight up murders Ash after Ash refuses to kill a human.
He's like, this isn't what Caesar would have wanted. And then he beats Ash down and throws him off a balcony, and he just murders him in cold blood. And that's when Blue Eyes realizes. Then he's like, "All right, this dude's a fucking psychopath."
Yeah, and he just turned around, says to all the apes, "Caesar's gone. Apes follow Koba now."
Yeah,
this dude's a bastard.
He is. But I like how Blue Eyes ends up realizing everything his father said was right. You know, at the end of the day, everything Caesar said was true, you know, and he didn't just fall into like Koba's madness. He like listened to his father. Obviously Caesar doesn't die. The humans find Caesar and manage to get him to James Franco's old house. And
yeah, they hold it up there. Caesar's first home.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
And they hold up there. And they're like looking around and like, oh my God, you know, this is his house. This is his home, blah, 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 blah. They have to sneak back into the city, though, for medical equipment to like basically keep Caesar from dying. But while in the city, Bright Eyes or Blue Eyes, I keep calling him Bright Eyes, Blue Eyes finds what's his name? What's the main character's name?
Malcolm.
The main human? Malcolm. Finds Malcolm and is holding him at gunpoint. He's like, hey, yo, your dad's alive. We got him, you know, with us. And
He put the gun down first and he turned away like to let Malcolm go. And then Malcolm was like, hey, wait, your dad's alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And he brings him back with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, Koba fucking led us all into war and shit like that. And Caesar's like, God damn it. That's the next fucking movie, bro. By the way, Koba's assault on the humans got so many apes killed, which is exactly what Caesar wanted to avoid.
Yeah.
Apes dying. Because he knew war would just lead to senseless killing. And he also knew that was the next movie. So, of course, he didn't want to go into it at dawn.
Yeah, which is why what Caesar says later makes so much sense, which I'll talk about that in a moment. Before I forget about it, though, I want to mention the moment where Caesar's watching, like, the video of, like, when he was a newborn, I guess, of James Franco teaching him, like, sign language, and he's like, home. And Malcolm walks in, he's like, who's that? And Caesar's just like, a good man, like you.
Yeah.
That is a nice moment.
Fuck, man. These movies, you wouldn't think. If somebody was to tell you, do you want to watch a movie about a bunch of, like, chimps? And chimpanzees and stuff, and you know, believe it or not, it'll make you extremely emotional. You'd probably laugh in their face, but these movies can really make you emotional, like because you know how hard that is for Caesar to be in that home without like you know his first family, basically. You know, the humans that he did care for are gone. You know,
yeah, definitely,
and. Like, James Franco viewed Caesar as, like, a son.
Yeah.
I don't know how Caesar viewed James Franco, but maybe he viewed him as his daddy.
Probably as an actor.
Yeah, that's true. Like, how they viewed Gary Oldman, and they're like, fuck, man, he still thinks he's Jim Gordon, goddammit!
Yeah, did we mention how Blue Eyes talked yet? So yeah. all these apes are just talking. Yeah, Blue Eyes is like, let me help you. And yeah, so... Malcolm and Gary Oldman, like, have this confrontation. Gary Oldman's like, look, I'm blowing this tower down. I'm going to kill all these apes. I'm going to save the human race. And then Malcolm pulls a gun on him. He's like, yo, I can't let you do that. He's up there right now. We got to give him some time. We got to give him a chance. And Gary Oldman's like, who's up there? Harvey Dent? Exactly. And then Batman just flies in the frame. He's like, Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
And then he's like, where's Rachel? And he's like, up on top of the tower. And so he throws a batarang and hits Koba in the head. And Koba, as Koba's falling, he has this internal monologue and he's like, ape, not kill another ape. And then Batman just kind of like swoops in. He's like, I'm not an ape, I'm a bat. He swoops by. And then Caesar's like, God damn, humans are fucking crazy, bro. And then the movie ends. And that was the Batman Planet of the Apes crossover. Anyways, yeah. Tell us what you thought about Batman Planet of the Apes crossover.
Oh, A plus. It was two of my favorite things, Batman and apes. So, I mean, there's not much to argue about.
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd even showed up for a second. You know, yeah, big Batman villain, Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, with the telekinetic powers. Definitely not a Flash villain.
No. Only Batman. No, yeah. But, Caesar, you know, recovers and all this other bullshit. This ape, after being shot, still goes in there and saves all them apes' asses.
I mean, you can still call him a man, can't you? He is a male.
I guess. I mean, I just, you know, I don't want to discredit him.
I mean, yeah, he's an ape, fair. I mean.
But, goes in there, though, they free everybody, like humans and apes alike, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. For sure, yeah.
But the fight with Koba, it's so excellent. Good.
And, like, oh, before it starts, when Koba's like, Caesar, weak, and Caesar's response is, Koba, weaker. I'm like, oh, shit. He didn't even say you were wrong, bro. He just said you were weaker. Take that shit.
Didn't Koba try to shoot him a couple of times, and Caesar just managed to knock the guns out of his hands every time he had one?
Maybe later on. I know that when it started, Koba threw the gun aside and just tackled him. And then Caesar overpowered him pretty quickly because, obviously.
Yeah. But the fight in this was excellent. Top five movie fights of all time. And it's just two CGI apes going at it, but it's amazing.
So good. And just all the other apes watching on.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of the battle that Caesar and Rocket had, basically. It's like, who's going to be the alpha? Who's going to be the leader?
And that's Gary Oldman blows the tower to Kingdom Come, fucking killing himself. And I'm guessing those other two guys that weren't Malcolm. I'm assuming Malcolm's the only one that survived that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But he blows that shit, and I guess everybody, all the apes and stuff escape and whatnot, but it all starts collapsing.
Yeah, and then Caesar has Koba at his mercy, and Koba is like ape, not kill ape, as we referenced at the beginning of this episode. And Caesar's response is, you are not ape, and lets him fall to his death. Like Koba let Jacobs in the last movie. Like, Koba threw Ash down the flight of stairs to his death earlier in this movie. Koba got his comeuppance.
Exactly. And, like, Caesar basically does the same thing that he does to Jacobs, does he not? He just kind of walks away and Koba falls? Or does he, like, push Koba? Or, like...
He lets go of his hand.
Lets go of his hand, that's what it is. So it is a little different. But at the same way, in the same way, it's like Caesar's basically saying, I'm not killing you, but I'm also not helping you. Which I guess he does technically just kill Koba.
It's essentially the same thing that Koba did to Jacobs.
Yes.
Because Koba just
pushed the helicopter off and he lets go of Koba's hand. They both had an opportunity to save the other person there. Koba could have pulled Jacobs out.
He was like holding on to the helicopter and then, he kicked the helicopter off or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of the same way, but not necessarily the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what were you saying Caesar says later?
What do you mean?
You said Caesar said something about mindless killing or something like that? About war or something?
Wait, what?
When I said Koba got a bunch of apes killed, you were like, and that goes along with what Caesar says.
Yes. So Koba said... Caesar fights for humans, Koba fight for ape, and then Caesar says, Koba doesn't fight for ape, Koba fight for Koba.
Yeah. It's
very, very true.
Yes. Like, Koba could try to disguise whatever he wanted as he was doing things for apes, but it was just obvious Koba just did what he wanted to do. Like, there was no... Koba had no loyalty to anybody but himself.
Yeah, he's in it for himself showed, and no one else.
It showed when he killed Ash. He didn't do what Koba wanted. If you did not do what Caesar wanted, Caesar wouldn't outright kill you for it. Especially if it was something like taking a life like that. Caesar is not going to like throw you to your death, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Caesar would never request that of you, but...
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's his whole like philosophy, you know? You don't have to kill anything. He wants to be peaceful. He just wants to be left alone. And humans keep fucking that up for him.
Yeah, he just wants the apes to be safe. That's literally it.
How many Caesars would you give this movie out of 100?
I would give this movie 98 out of 100 Caesars.
Oh, I'd do 90. Strong 90. I don't think any of these movies would be like below 85 for me. Like out of 100.
I'd agree.
They're just, I think we've said this before. It is the perfect trilogy.
Like, it is, dude. There's like not a problem with it. Not for me anyway.
And like, I think they get better as they go. I know you think this one is the high point, but I don't know. Maybe when you rewatch, when was the last time you rewatched War?
January.
January? Oh, dang. I was going to say, maybe your opinion will change after another rewatch. But
I watched them. I watched them all when we did Rise, and yeah, I rewatched Dawn before this one.
And I'm going to rewatch War.
I probably will too. I took some notes on War the last time, though. So if I don't get around to it, I'll still have something.
You know what I took notes on?
I took notes on Dawn.
I took notes on WrestleMania.
Oh yes,
and number two.
You know what WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 40 Night 1 are gonna have in common?
What?
The main event is a tag team match.
Oh yeah, you know WrestleMania is coming up. It's a little over a month away, right?
No, it's under. It's under a month away. It's
It was over a month away in Elimination Chamber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's how time works. Under. That is how time works. I'm glad. You know, learned it here first. Firsthand, I just learned how time works.
It's we're recording this on Saturday.
March 9th.
Yeah, March 9th.
Or what did I say earlier? What did I fucking kept thinking you were saying?
I don't remember.
I don't either, but it was pretty hilarious.
But yeah, WrestleMania Night 1 is 4 weeks from today.
You know, if there's any interest, I have, would you say my notes on WrestleMania 1 are very detailed?
They're pretty detailed. I don't know why I still have them, but I do. When you sent them like forever ago.
But, you know, WrestleMania 40, or is this, what number is this?
Yeah, this is 40. It's 40.
Yeah, it is 40. Yeah, WrestleMania 40 is coming up. You know, we could possibly go all the way back in time. That's apparently been I've been seeing a lot of videos here recently of people rewatching old pay-per-views and stuff.
Really?
I think actually. There's a guy that I've seen a couple of times. He rewatches like every Money in the Bank and Survivor Series and stuff, and he summarizes in like a 20-minute video. And then I've seen some people go.
Dude,
back
I could
and
have done that. I was a what did I do that for? I did that for I guess I did that for Survivor Series. Yeah, I watched like all the old Survivor Series.
Yeah, but did you go all the way back in time?
No, I did not start at Survivor Series number one.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't
I'm
even
that's
watch. I didn't even watch the one. I didn't even watch Survivor Series 1990 where The Undertaker debuted, because I've seen The Undertaker's debut and that's all I care about.
Well, like I've been seeing people like they go back and they revisit like WrestleMania 26 or WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 21, and stuff like that. But I think we could have some interesting takes, you know, because we are probably the two best people on the internet. That we could get hired by the WWE and we could write their stories, and the stories would be good and they would make sense. You know why? Because we grew up in an era where John Cena won every single match and The Undertaker ruled SmackDown. So we wanted to see some different shit every now and again. Like John Cena versus The Miz at WrestleMania 27? No, wouldn't fly with us. You know what would have flown? John Morrison versus John Cena for the WWE Championship with John Cena as a heel.
I don't know if we could have made John Cena heel.
No, we would have done it. He was orange Cena at that time, I'm pretty sure. Nobody liked him.
That's peak Super Cena, though.
I know, but nobody liked him then. So
kids liked him.
No, they didn't. They hated him.
No, kids liked him.
We were literally kids, and we did not like him.
I liked him.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. But now I like him.
I mean, I like him now, too. I mean, I never didn't like him, to be honest.
Well, I just didn't like how they pushed him so hard.
Yeah.
But that's just on the corporate side of the WWE. You know, you got to have a guy like that. I get it. I understand. Roman. Yeah.
At least Cena showed up.
That is true. I saw a rumor, and I don't know how true it was. And it could have just been complete bullshit. But it was like, apparently Roman wanted to drop the title like over a year ago or 2 years ago. And WWE was like, no, we're terribly scared of a drastic viewer decrease. So what we'll do instead is we'll just give you as much time off as you want.
What? How does that make any sense?
Because he didn't want to hold the title anymore.
No, I mean, how does that make sense in sense of fewer decrease, like him not being there and him not being champion?
Because they were afraid. They were afraid if Roman drops the title and they put it on somebody else, that Roman would, you would never expect to see Roman. If Roman is champion, you have the expectation he might show up at all times.
Oh my god! Oh, Triple H.
That's what I'm saying. Like that. That's what I'm saying is, like, it might just be bullshit. It very well could be. But that makes sense with kind of some of the stuff that WWE, the, like, corporate side of WWE has done.
I mean, I don't stuff doubt that it. Doesn't. That's silly.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree. But that's the kind of shit that, you know, we're kind of used to at this point. Dumb decisions like that.
Nonetheless, I'm really looking forward to WrestleMania. It's looking, the card so far looks pretty great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Jeff Hardy's return and how he's going to, you know, surprise return. And then Sting is going to come back. And then they're going to have a rematch for Victory Road when Sting Scorpion Death dropped Jeff Hardy when he was really drunk and pinned him. So they're going to have a rematch for the Impact World title.
Sting's actually not going to come out of retirement. He's just going to, like, be there for a one-off appearance, and Jeff Hardy's going to come out for an impromptu match and just twist a fate him right away and win the match in 11 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, it's going to come full circle.
Yeah. And Sting's going to be like, what the hell?
I'm retired, Jeff!
And Jeff's just going to be dancing, you know?
This was your last match now, Icon.
Yeah. It's like, turn back into Joker Sting.
I don't even remember when he did that. That was a TNA thing, right?
Yeah, that was TNA.
Okay, never mind. I think I do remember it.
Yeah, it was like well after The Dark Knight came out. And he started being the Joker.
Well
and
I was after.
Like, yeah, this was like...
Kind of missed your cue on this one, man.
Yeah, no joke. But... I don't know. I don't have anything else to say.
Me either. I mean, we probably could have went longer, but, you know, we said all the important stuff, so you don't really need to hear us rave about apes for much longer. We're going to do it for another movie, and then we'll do it for the new movie. We're going to do it for Godzilla and Kong. We got a 3-year-old episode in the pipe as well for the first Godzilla Kong that...
Never heard footage.
Yeah, and it'll be coming before Godzilla Kong 2 comes out, so we'll have that.
Gosh, our I'm past so selves. Excited. Yeah, I wonder how many opinions have changed since then.
Yeah, I don't know if I should cut out, like, the part before we actually talk about the movie, because it's about stuff that happened 3 years ago, or leave it in, because some of it's kind of funny.
I don't know. Depends. You'll have to tell me what's said. Will I be fired from my job?
Your job that you are not paid for.
It's my job I am not paid for?
Oh, your actual job.
Yeah, my actual job. I was like, wait, what? I'm not being paid? What? Since when?
You met this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I am getting paid.
Oh, wait. Why am I not getting paid?
Oh, shit. we'll see you next time. Bye!